The contest between Republican Tom Tillis and Democrat Cal Cunningham is one of the most closely watched Senate races in the nation. There's a new negative ad in the race, and it's from an unlikely source. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
It sounds like a regular attack ad. You know, that familiar voice, the music.
We need healthcare innovation now, more than ever. But Senator Tillis wants to change Section 101 of the Patent Act. If he does, costs for companies manufacturing COVID tests could skyrocket.
But this digital ad is paid for by an unlikely group, the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU, for almost all of its 100-year history, has supported civil liberties for both the left and the right, even protecting the rights of groups it abhors, like neo-Nazis. But starting 2 years ago, the ACLU also moved into the political arena, and one of its first efforts was in Mecklenburg County.
Supposedly, we were a test market.
That's former Mecklenburg Sheriff Erwin Carmichael, who the ACLU targeted with radio ads for his support for the 287G program, which allowed sheriff deputies to perform basic immigration duties. Carmichael finished third in the Democratic primary in May 2018.
Okay, they were coming and testing our election. And I know they invested $175,000 into unseating me as sheriff of Mecklenburg County.
The ACLU's involvement in the Mecklenburg sheriff race was indeed a test run. It then ran ads in favor of Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams in 2018 and against Kris Kobach, a Republican running for governor in Kansas. Now it's back in North Carolina, focused on the state's high-profile Senate race between incumbent Tom Tillis and Democrat Cal Cunningham. The ACLU's issue with Tillis is over genetics. It's about genes and whether they can be patented. The U.S. Patent Office has historically granted patents to companies that were able to identify and sequence a particular gene. But in 2013, the Supreme Court heard a case known as Association for Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics. Myriad, a pharmaceutical company, had patented two genes known as BRCA1 and BRCA2, and mutations of those genes were correlated with a higher risk of breast and ovarian cancer. ACLU senior attorney Catherine Ruan says granting patents to genes allows one company to corner the market on testing.
We won that case. We won that case. The Supreme Court determined that genes, human genes, even when they're isolated from the human body, are products of nature.
Tillis, who chairs the Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Intellectual Property, along with Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, has introduced legislation that would allow companies to again claim those patents. The ACLU lobbied against the bill last year, and then it began airing the digital ad against Tillis this month. The strategy of becoming involved in political races has its detractors, including Ira Glasser, ACLU executive director from 1978 to 2001. Here he is last year on 60 Minutes.
I think it's strategically weakening its mission. The best strategy of protecting civil liberties is not to be partisan.
But Ruan says the campaign is a natural extension of its lobbying efforts.
I do think it may be the first time we've run ads about it to try to broaden our communications about our concerns related to the issue. So these ads are about trying to get Senator Tillis to commit not to pursue the amendments to Section 101 that he has repeatedly said he supports and wants to see, because we view them as very dangerous.
The ACLU has spent $80,000 so far on the digital ad. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.